Matt, what's it like, you know, getting everybody back together, being back in the building here with the opening of the off-season training program?
Yeah, I think everybody's excited to get back to work, and you know, we've got an unbelievable turnout for the first 2 days of the off season. I'm excited about it. You know, I think we've put in good work in the first 2 days. Guys look like they're in really good shape, which isn't a surprise. We've had a ton of guys up here training for a while, and you know, I think after last season, after the way things unfolded, I think everybody's ready to move on to 2014 and you know, excited that all that stuff is done and we're on to the beginning of this year. So it's a good thing.
Can you be our eyes, Coach, that he can't see, you know, the players and the CBA rooms and so forth, but can you tell us how Julio's looking and where he's at? He's trying to, you know, come back and so forth, and maybe Sam too. Those are two key guys for you.
Yeah, I think both those guys are key for our football team. Sam looks good, you know, looks like he's in really good shape, and you know, certainly as you guys get more opportunities to talk to everybody, they can fill you in. But both those guys look good, and as far as specifics, you know, Coach, he's the one that handles injuries and guys coming back from injury. But my initial impression is both those guys look really good.
Season for you. You said you've seen a lot of guys here at the facilities. For you personally and for the team in general, how is it different this offseason coming off something that you're frankly not used to?
I think every offseason is different. You know, I think some years you've got to rehab injuries. Other years you're trying to tweak things. Some years you're working with new coaches. So, you know, this offseason, fortunately for me, you know, I'm healthy. I feel really good and have been able to train, you know, pretty hard for the last couple of months and have been able to put in the time that you need to in order to stay healthy through the year. I think we're in a unique spot being in Atlanta in that so many guys live here during the off season, and that's not the case in a lot of other places. So you see more guys up here using the facilities before the off season officially starts, and you know, I think that's good for team camaraderie. I think that's good for bonding. I guess I'm old school in that, you know, I think it's good to be around each other a lot, and we've had a lot of guys in here doing that. As far as it being different, you know, we've got the same coaching staff in terms of offense that I have to work with. We've got some adjustments to make on the offensive line with two new coaches at that position. And so some of the things that we need to work out in our meetings are, you know, just communication type things and how we're going to identify certain things. And offensively, that's probably the biggest difference between last year and this year.
Matt, even leading up to these last couple of days of workouts, I mean, talking with the guys up front, I mean, have you found that they knew coming off last season they needed to get bigger and stronger for you guys to be successful up there?
Yes, you know, I think everybody takes a good hard look in the mirror when things go well, and then also when things don't go well. And I know that's one of the most important things for me as a player and as a professional is to take a good, honest evaluation of yourself after a season and try and find areas that you can improve. And so those guys, you know, they've made a conscious effort to get into the weight room and to move weight. And I've seen, you know, Lamar Holmes in here. Peter Kahns has been in here. Gabe Karimi since we picked him up. John Osamoa since he's been picked up. Those guys have been around. Sam Baker's been in here a ton, getting rehab and also moving some weight in the weight room. So I'm fired up about it. You know, I think those guys, you know, we're not naive. Those guys have, you know, taking some heat, and they've had to answer questions and tough questions all of last season and through the off season so far, and I think they've taken it as a challenge, and they're in there working as hard as they possibly can, and I've been really impressed with the way they've handled it professionally, and also how they have taken it personally too, and want to become better, and you know, are doing everything that they can in order to improve.
Matt, what did it mean for them to go out in free agency and get John Osamoa right away for you?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I've always had complete confidence in Thomas and our front office and the moves that they make. And, you know, I feel like Thomas has a great pulse for our football team and for our locker room and for what our coaching staff wants to work with. And so I was excited about it. I've gotten to meet John, texted with him, you know, before he got here. And now I've had the opportunity to talk with him a little bit. And he's, you know, high character guy. I mean, he's a really, really good person. And he's got a great work ethic. I mean, just in 2 days of watching him move and work in the weight room, you know, he's a quieter guy, but he goes about his business really well. And so I think it's a good pickup for us. And I think Thomas and his staff have done a great job this offseason so far. Well, I think it's both. I think you have to look at yourself and say, you know, I was not good enough in X, Y, and Z areas, and I need to be better there. But I think it's also important to have some people that you trust too, that have maybe a little bit different perspective than I do. And you know, I think it's you know, it's been really good for me to work with Dirk the last couple of years. I think he's got great perspective. You know, Glenn Thomas, our quarterback coach, does a really good job as well. So the conversation with those guys is, all right, I need you, selfishly, I need you to look at me, and I need you to tell me, all right, when it comes to preparation during the week, when it comes to preparation on the practice field, when it comes to performance on Sunday, when it comes to relating to different guys, when it comes to how we, you know, work during the week to get our game plan set up, where can I improve? Where can I be better? And don't sugarcoat it, you know, and be honest with me, be honest with what I need to do. And those guys have been great about that. So we've got specific things. I'm not going to go into them, but we've got specific things that, you know, we feel like we can improve on for next season, and we're going after them pretty aggressively.
Matt, it seemed, at least to me, that Smitty was much more animated this morning about what you guys need to do. Did you see that in kind of his opening remarks today? Do you see a little bit more enthusiasm just vocally from him?
From a player's perspective, I've seen Smitty fired up a lot. And so I thought he did a great job. We had a big team meeting yesterday morning and certainly, you know, addressed a number of different things. And you know, had to go through some administrative stuff that every year you have to do. But, you know, I think he was on point with his messaging and the focus on the future and the specific areas where he feels like we need to be better. And he didn't, you know, he didn't sugarcoat it or anything like that. He was to the point, and I think the message was well received by the guys in the locker room. So I've always, you know, enjoyed – the way that he approaches things. He's straightforward, he's positive, he's upbeat, and I think guys respond well to that.
On a scale of fired up, 1 to 10, what would you give the opening remarks yesterday?
If Sundays are a 10, he wasn't quite at a 10 because he gets pretty animated on the sidelines and guys like that. But he was, I don't know, maybe like a 7, something like that.
Hey, Manny, what would you say your offseason's been like after, you know, going through good run of success there, and this, you know, last year obviously was difficult. What's it been like just being out in public and, you know, just being with your family and friends and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's been longer, you know, between when we finished and when we start, and you know, hopefully we can change that. As far as family and friends, you know, my family life and my relationship with them doesn't change, you know, based on success or lack of success on the field. They're supportive, and you know, so that part of it for me has been always very good. And my wife does a great job of kind of separating your professional life and then going home and having your own personal life. As far as being out and about in town, you know what, people in Atlanta are incredibly supportive, and they understand that, you know, we're disappointed with where we're at after last season, and we understand that they're disappointed as well. I mean, expectations were incredibly high going into last year, and we didn't live up to them. But, you know, Southern hospitality is a real thing, you know, and when you grow up in a place like Philadelphia and you go to school in a place like Boston, it's different. It's different down here. And I think everybody can say, you know, we're thankful for that, and we appreciate the support that we get in this town.
Tight end position looks very different right now.
How so?
Yeah. Well, you'll probably notice the difference later on. But how much emphasis goes into working with Levine and trying to further your on-field relationship with him this offseason?
I think it's huge. I mean, obviously, you're not going to replace Tony. I mean, it's not going to happen. And that's no slight. It didn't matter who walks in that door. You're just not going to be able to do that. And that's okay. You know, we don't need him to be Tony, and we need him to be the best Levine Tololo that he can be. And so for me, there is a lot to it. You know, there's a lot of discussion that goes into it, and Levine's another guy. He's been in here for a couple weeks prior to us starting, and that's been a good thing for us. But just the open dialogue between myself and Levine, talking about certain things, talking about, you know, my vision for some of the things that I think he does well. And some of the things are different from what Tony did. So that position will probably look a little bit different for us. I think he learned so much from Tony, though, the past 2 years, just the way that he prepares, taking care of his body. I think Levine looks as good as he has since he's been here. I think he's put on a little bit of weight and put some weight in the right spot, which has been good. But there's going to be a lot of work between he and I on the practice field and off the practice field. And, you know, some of that started last year. Tony didn't practice all the time, which he didn't need to, trust me. But with that said, I got to get a lot of work with Levine in practice situations during training camp last year. And I think that helped him have success in his rookie year. And I think that's going to help us heading into year two. We're so much further along than we were, you know, at the beginning of training camp last year, so I'm fired up about that.
Matt, we heard all subject. Do you go out there with him now? Because I think you're allowed to, right? You're allowed to throw the ball around with them now. Are you doing it now?
Yeah. So today was the first day that we were out on the field running as a team and also throwing quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs. And, there was, you know, a good chance for us to get out there today and get some work on the practice field and get to throw a little bit. And, you know, guys look like they were in really good shape. And I thought we got some productive work done for the first day.
Matt, I asked Mike about, on the outside, it seems a little ridiculous, this dead period. I mean, you're grown men trying to get better every day. Is there any explanation maybe from anybody's side as to what that really is, what it does and how does it do?
I don't know how to answer that. You know, I think I'm not a union representative. You know, I'm not one of our player reps, and so I don't know the ins and outs of how things go on, other than sitting in the meetings that we have, you know, a couple times a year as a team. Like anything, some things make sense and some things don't. I think the NFL makes more sense than college football, you know, the NCAA, and that's certainly been a hot-button issue recently. So when you can work, we work. And we go out there and we do the best we can within the constraints of whatever the CBA says. And you know, I'm not going to complain or I'm not going to throw stones at anybody. We do the best we can with the working schedule that we have.
Matt, getting back to guys like Levine and you know, younger guys getting opportunities to play now. I mean, coming off last season, I mean, do you find that message of you always got to be ready for your opportunity needs to be said even more, or now it's really just understood?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's understood. Last year, I think, probably showed that more so than any other year that I've been here, that, you know, the old saying of you're one play away from being in there and being the guy, it's true. And in order to be successful, there's going to be times through every season that you're going to call on somebody who's not a starter to come in and be productive. And I thought, you know, last year we had a lot of guys step up and play good football for us. it was just a different year in that there were a lot of injuries at a lot of different spots, but that's the way it goes. But I thought, you know, in our wide receiver core, I thought guys like Darius Johnson came in as a young undrafted free agent rookie and did a great job for us in being productive. Drew Davis was a guy that was a special teams, you know, he's one of our best special teams players that we have. And he was asked to really a lot of weeks be our number two wide receiver. And I thought he did a really good job. I mean, a couple touchdown catches last year and some explosive plays for us. Two plays in general that pop out are in San Francisco last year. He has a huge explosive play that takes us down to the 4 or 5 yard line. And then also, you know, a big play against Green Bay up in Green Bay last year. But those, you know, those are experiences that are going to, they're going to be huge for him moving forward, because I know that I can count on him. He knows that he can, you know, produce at a high level. And our coaching staff knows too, that if Drew's got to be in there, he's a guy that can play really well for us. I think there's examples of that across our roster. And I think those are things that as we get other guys like Julio back and Sam Baker back, those are things that are really going to help us moving forward. I think we've got better depth now than we've ever had, because those younger guys have had the opportunity to play significant minutes.
Where are you all at percentage-wise? These are all voluntary workouts, so to speak, but I know there's incentive. They've been incentivized to attend.
Sure. It's got to be close to everybody. I mean, I don't know from a you know, I couldn't give you a specific number, but yesterday during the team meeting, it looked like almost everybody was there.
Matt, how often do you think about 2013? How far have you pushed that season back in order to move forward?
Well, I think you got to learn from it. You know, I think there are certain clips and certain, you know, cut-ups and those kind of things that I watch during the off season, and we watch in our quarterback meetings as our meetings start to progress. So, you know, you can't say, like, you completely blocked it out, because, you know, I think you learn a lot from going through some tough times. So we think about it a little bit, but at the same time, the reason we're thinking about it is because we're looking to the future and we're looking forward. We're looking forward to 2014. So you try and pick the things that you can improve on from 2013. You can't let it beat you up. You have to compartmentalize it and use it as motivation and a way to improve. But your focus still has to be on 2014 and being positive about next season. And I think that was kind of Coach Smith's message yesterday to us. And the message for this offseason is we're going to learn from last year, but we're going to focus on next year. And I think guys buy into that.
How do you do that? Last year you were criticized a little bit more than this year. Do you think, you know what I mean? What is your mindset for this year?
You know what? I'm not one to worry too much about that stuff. You know, I'm not listening to a lot of things that are said, and you know, I'm more, I guess, focused on trying to do my job the best that I can, and that's really where my concern is, and the things that I worry about are, you know, how am I going to wake up today and do the best job that I can with whatever is on the agenda for that day. So that's kind of where my focus is at now. I don't think it's difficult. I think that's a part of your personality that you have to have to be a professional athlete, is you've got to be able to look in the mirror and understand that some weeks are going to be good and some weeks are not going to be good, and you've got to be able to deal with the weeks that are not good. And I don't think I have a problem with that, because we also have, you know, some really good positive experiences in the past as well. I definitely do. I think there's a lot of younger guys that aren't so young anymore, and, you know, are getting into parts in their career where, you know, we don't have 17-year vets on our team anymore. You know, now you're a 6 or a 5 or a 4 year guy. You're one of the veteran guys on the team. Luckily, I think we've got a great group of personalities in our locker room that, you know, guys understand that, and guys were respectful of the guys that were here before, but also know that some of those guys are not here anymore, and you have to step into a different role. I think we don't have a problem with leadership in our locker room. We've got a lot of guys that know what it takes to win, that understand that you have to work hard, and also are willing to hold each other accountable. And I think when you've got a lot of guys like that on your 53-man roster, you're going to be fine.
And Matt, regarding Devin Hester, obviously coming here in the offseason, hasn't done a lot offensively recently, but some things in the past. Do you think about a role for him on this offense, some possibilities you can use that speed?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he is an unbelievable talent when the ball's in his hand and knows how to, you know, knows how to make something out of nothing. And you see that in the return game. As far as wide receiver play, I guess a number of years ago, whenever I was down in the Pro Bowl down in Hawaii a couple of years ago, Devin was there. And, you know, obviously had to play some receiver during that game as well. And I just remember even in practice, in the light practices that you have there, thinking he's a pretty talented wide receiver as well. He has good hands and runs pretty good routes. And so today was the first day that we got to get out on the practice field and was really impressed with his route running and his work ethic. I mean, he's a quiet guy too. He's not talking all the time, but his attention to detail is really good, and his willingness to learn late in his career and the fact that he's here day one, I think is huge, and I look forward to it. I think he's going to help us.
Last question, Gus.
Draft night, I know things can change. They can write up literally to the pick itself. Where are you going to watch, and what are the odds you're going to be surprised by what happens?
I'm going to be in Portland, Maine. My wife's great aunt turns 100 in May, so we're going up for that weekend for the birthday party. So I don't know if I'll be flying at the time or what's going on, but we'll be celebrating Auntie Kay's 100th birthday.